Blue Wire.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Rebuild. I'm Henry Ettinger. Going solo tonight. Jordan is out, but wanted to give you a little something ahead of this preseason game coming up on Saturday. Browns take on the Jags on Saturday night, the first of three preseason games, not four. With the 17th game, they also reduced the preseason by one, of course. So just going to be a quick one here, but I wanted to highlight the five things that I'm looking at in this preseason game while I'm watching as a Browns fan. And the place to start has to be the linebacker position, because I think that's the one that's most up in the air right now as far as a position group. There are some other potential position battles on the field, but not many. And the linebacker position we knew was going to be contentious coming in, but has gotten even more contentious than we thought in terms of who's going to start there because of a couple factors. You know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah started a camp on the COVID reserve list. So he's all the way down in the third spot of the depth chart right now. Hasn't been able to practice a ton. And then the other thing is that Mac Wilson's clearly impressed at camp. He's the guy right now starting over Malcolm Smith at the will spot. And by all accounts, he's been fantastic at camp. There's no other way to put it than that. I hope he's proving me wrong. I was skeptical coming in that he might even struggle to make this team. And now on the flip side of things, he looks like he's really taken a step forward. So I want to see him play. I can't wait to see him play. I also can't wait to see JOK play. I am excited to see even Jacob Phillips take the field in his second year. I liked a lot of what I saw from him. So I'm going to have a keen eye on the linebacking core in this game. And I'm not paying attention quite as much, to who's starting as well. And I assume Anthony Walker is not going to play coming off the knee injury. So it'll just be interesting to see how people play in that first live action. The second position battle on the field is clearly at CB2 between Greedy Williams and Greg Newsome. And we talked about this on the pod yesterday. If you didn't hear that pod yesterday, I encourage you to go check it out with Jordan. We hit on tons of news, the Tack McKinley news, this battle, the whole depth chart about some of the ups and downs of Austin Hooper. So go check that one out. But Greedy Williams, Greg Newsome, clearly a battle more so than people thought. And of course, Greedy Williams has first round talent. Even though the Browns took him in the second round, a lot of people thought he was going in the first round that year. But there were reports that, this shoulder injury could be the career ending type, nerve. Anytime you hear nerve damage, that's not encouraging. But it seems like Greedy Williams right now has recovered. His name was not even in brackets on the depth chart. It appears he's going to play. And I'm intrigued to see what he looks like. I think Greg Newsome is going to be able to contend right there with him. But those two are going to be going back and forth if Greedy Williams is healthy. So that you have to keep an eye on as a Browns fan. It should be a fun team, too, to see that against with Trevor Lawrence, with Gardner Minshew. They've got some interesting receiver weapons on the outside as well, and DJ Chark. So they could have a fun matchup on that side of the ball. But those are the two, big position battles that I'll be looking for.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
As a third general thing that I'm looking for, I can't wait to see Donovan Peoples-Jones. All the hype out of this camp about how he's a breakout star. I can't wait to see it. I assume Odell Beckham, you know, is probably not going to play in this game or play very little. I'm going to assume the same for Jarvis Landry. So Donovan Peoples-Jones should get a lot of snaps. And I am really, really excited to witness his development. We've seen some of the videos, but I haven't been able to go to camp at all in person. So I can't wait to watch DPJ out there on the field. So he's my third thing to watch in this preseason game. Of course, Baker Mayfield's not even going to play at all. Kevin Stefanski announced that today. So he's not going to be working with his quarterback. That chemistry piece of it will be missing. But even so, with Case Keenum, with Kyle Uletta, I'm excited to see DPJ nevertheless. And then on the concerning side, I would say I'm going to be watching the kicking game as well. I was one who stood up here last season and defended Cody Parkey on this podcast, but hasn't been always fantastic in camp, it sounds like, from Cody Parkey. And he does have some competition in Chase McLaughlin, but every year it feels like a playoff team gets derailed by the kicking game, and I don't want that to be the Browns this year. So, we know how many games come down to one score possessions in this league, 3 points, that can be the difference. So I will be keeping a watchful eye on Cody Parkey and Chase McLaughlin in this game. The last thing that I'm going to be watching for, and this is just as a football fan, I'm watching for Trevor Lawrence. I rooted against him for the most part while he was in college. Although I went to Northwestern, I do still have a soft spot for Ohio State as well. And I can't wait to see Trevor Lawrence at the NFL level. I think he's going to be fantastic, to be honest. I really do. But he's got a lot of hype, too, that he's got to carry on those shoulders. So I can't wait to see what he looks like. The Browns defense is obviously going to be much improved. They've got a stacked defensive line, even if some of the veterans and Myles Garrett don't play. Some of their backup guys, I think, pressure him pretty good too. So I will be very intrigued to see how Trevor Lawrence's debut goes. Of course, it's not the be-all, end-all by any means, but it's the first look. So it's something I want to watch. Other than that, really not a ton of news today. The Browns practiced inside. I will share this, though, this fun little nugget from Jordan. Jordan actually texted me today saying he was talking with somebody in the building who said it might have been the most intense and best indoor practice they had ever seen. The exact quote was they had seen in years, maybe ever. So it sounds like the Browns are ready for this preseason game on Saturday. I hope you guys are, too. Finally going to be back watching some football. Of course, it's not the real thing, but I'm still going to be there watching. There's plenty of things to keep an eye out for. So that's going to do it for this episode of The Rebuild. Jordan and I may be back for an episode tomorrow night, maybe not, depending on his work schedule, but I definitely wanted to get something to you guys about the preseason game before it happens. So that's it for this one. Until next time, Browns fans, just two words for you. Go Browns.